tiger. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
Back. We are back, and we're trying to figure out how to use the GoPro. My young UF mentee, he's got fat fingers, so just let it go and relax. We won't film this one. All right. We are back, and we are talking. You heard Joe Glover, the provost at UF, talking about the efforts of the colleges and different folks here on campus to help people get jobs and also to build out the careers in different industries. So we're going to talk next to Bessie Trobalk. Can I say that right?
You certainly did.
All right. I scored on that. She joined the David F. Miller Center for Retailing Education and Research at University of Florida in April of 2001 as the J.C. Penney director, and she's been in retail for years. We met at the ICS. She was helping all the young people up there network correctly and get jobs, or let me rephrase that, help them get careers. And so, Betsy, we're going to talk today about careers, because I'm always about careers, not jobs. Betsy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Now, talk me a little bit about what the retail center is up here at UF and what you do up there as the J.C. Penney director.
Well, at the retail center here in the College of Business at the University of Florida, our number one deliverable is helping our students find jobs. We work with about 30 different retailers across the country, and we help our students get placed with executive positions upon graduation with those retailers.
So this isn't jobs, this is careers.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're all about here, because if people have good careers, other people will get good jobs. Now, what does the retail center do?
Well, we help educate students about the retailing industry and get them to understand that there are some viable jobs, high-paying careers in the industry. So we first educate them about the industry, and then, like I said, our number one deliverable is placing them with internships and then ultimately place them in positions upon graduation.
Okay, so do tenants come on campus, actual retailers? Do they meet these people, the students?
Absolutely. Twice a year at the University of Florida, we have our career fair. So that services all companies, all students, and all majors. Whereas the retail center at the University of Florida, we deal with students who are interested in retail. So we work with, as I mentioned, about 30 different retailers, all of which have some really exciting career paths within their organizations. And so when they come on campus for the career fair, that's a great opportunity to meet a lot of our students. And then as the retail center, we provide exposure to our very best students with retailers that we work with. So as a retailer, you come on campus, there's various ways in which you can meet our students, and then we are also another source of getting the very best students in front of retailers.
Well, how has the job market evolved with the internet? Are there some new careers, different changes in careers that you're seeing from the retailers?
Sure. With the internet, obviously, and technology, that has brought in a whole nother area for career opportunities. But at the university, we generally will place about 70% of our students in stores in management positions. 30% go into the corporate offices in buying and planning jobs. So although the internet has been explosive and certainly is another area to explore, our students are generally starting out where most of the career opportunities are, and that's in the stores and in corporate and buying and planning.
So they start out on the floor, and then they can move up and have a real career then.
Absolutely. You know, I tell students all the time, particularly those that, for instance, are getting a finance degree. You know, many of those students want to go to Wall Street and manage a portfolio of stocks. In retail, the amount of responsibility that you get at a very young age is really critical. And students realize from our education that they're managing a portfolio of merchandise.
It sounds really exciting. I mean, a lot of people come in, they want to be in retail because they want to be in the shops. They want to get a discount. They want to be in the forefront of fashion. Okay, that's great. But people can really make a career here, can't they?
I always tell students, whatever you have a passion doing, you can do it in retail. So there's actually somebody that organizes the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So if you like to throw parties and you're an organized person, there are jobs for you. There's careers for you in the industry. And the other misunderstanding a lot of students have, because as a student, you know, if you've been in retail, you're generally the person behind the register. Well, the careers go way beyond that. And so, you know, you can, as I said, have a passion and follow that passion within the industry. And the other thing is that there's a lot of money to be made in retail. Most people think, well, you know, I had the minimum wage job working behind the register. Well, we tell our students the average salary coming out of the University of Florida today in a retail environment is about $45,000. And we tell students that you can easily double that salary within 5 years because of the amount of responsibility that retail provides and with the very rapid promotions that it comes with.
Now, do you place students only in the state of Florida, or how far do you reach? New York, Chicago, L.A.?
Well, what's interesting is that 98% of our students here at the University of Florida are from the state of Florida. However, we do place students all over the country. In fact, last year, we placed more students with the Macy's organization, and that includes the New York buying organization, than any other campus in the country. So we've got
You placed more students with Macy's in New York than any other university?
Both Macy's and JCPenney have both told us that they hire more University of Florida students than any other school in the country. And not only number-wise, but we provide them with the highest retention level.
Why?
Well, I think the recruiters really know, you know, the types of students that are going to be successful in their environments. You know, our students are really smart. You know, the average GPA of our incoming freshmen in the College of Business was a 4.3. 80% of our students are in the top 10% of their high school class, and a majority of them are coming in as second semester freshmen. So we're already starting out with some really smart kids, and the retailers know it. They go after them, and they also work with our students in providing internships. So early on, our students are able to see the exciting careers that are available.
Now, internships. I had an internship. It's what helped me get my next job. So internships are really important. How do people – tell me about your internship program.
Last summer, just to give you an example, we placed over 200 students in retail internships across the country.
Wow, that means they're making money over the summer.
They're making – big money over the summer. You know, our average internship, and these are very serious internships with high quality training. These are not internships where they're getting coffee and making copies.
Okay. So that sounds like it's great. It's super stuff to put on your resume. Hey, can somebody work in the schmata business in New York with you?
Absolutely.
Now, how do I get a job like that?
Well, as I mentioned, we are located in the marketing department, and we just received some new space as a result of all the buildings going on right now in the College of Business. So we are on the first floor. We have definitely improved our branding at the university, and we are open to students from freshmen all the way up to seniors in terms of placement, education, as well as student advising.
You know, education is great. But placement is where it's at, because that's the most important job you get, is your first job out of college, because it sets you on the path to where you're going. We've only got about a minute or so left, so talk about admissions, how people find out about you, how they can look up the retailing program, your specific JCPenney thing, all the good stuff. What do people do to research what goes on here in the retailing I don't want to say department, but that's not.
The retail center.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the save. Now,
well,
it's all yours.
Since we are located in the College of Business, any business student will very easily be able to find us being on the first floor. And I encourage students to stop by and check us out. Again, so many people have the misunderstanding about what retail is all about. And we very quickly, through our student advising, give them the reality check of what the industry can offer them. And what's really interesting now in the College of Business, in order to get a degree in business, you are required to complete a student internship or study abroad. And at some point, the dean has made it clear that in order to graduate, you'll be required to do both. So we've become a source now for students in the business school and colleges outside of the business. to find us and talk with us so that we can help them get that internship.
Wow, I would have loved to have had you and Joe Glover go through all that together. It sounds like you're the epitome of everything that he's talking about. So is there a website? Is there like an edu / that people can go for info?
Yes, the UF Retail Center website gives you all the information about who we are and where you can find us. And what makes us really interesting is that on every college campus, there is a career center. Well, that career center deals with all students, all majors, all companies. The retail center deals with students interested in retail, and we work directly with the retailers. So we're better able to make a best match for both the student and the retailer.
Wow, this is awesome, Betsy. Thank you so much for coming. We've had Betsy Trowbridge. She's the director of the JCPenney Center here at the Retail Center. I'm sorry, my stuff is like passing through me, but it's because I'm so psyched about all this. This is really great. We'll be back with more from the University of Florida. We're going to talk with John Cross about the retail industry in Florida, real estate side. We just talked about the job side, and I am so glad we are connected because now I have more people that I can get jobs for. We will be back after this doing the good stuff from the Gator Heaven WRUF studios in Gainesville. Wonder Woman, take it away, back after this.